I'd like for you to rise as we play the San Antonio National Anthem.
Hey, baby, ¿qué pasó? Come on, baby, turn around.
And that is Augie Myers singing the song, which was called the San Antonio National Anthem right there. Hey, baby, ¿qué pasó? Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. Augie is a San Antonio musician, a singer, a songwriter, producer, a record label owner. He is perhaps best known as a founding member of the Sir Douglas Quintet and the Texas Tornadoes. His Vox organ sound is emblematic of the 1960s. He's also performed and raised hell with some of the greatest in rock and roll history. This weekend at the South Texas Popular Culture Center, there will be honoring Augie and celebrating his contributions to rock and roll and to a San Antonio culture. We do not have Augie on the phone right now. We're still trying to make that connection, but we do have Margaret Mosser on the line. She is one of the founders of the South Texas Popular Culture Center. Margaret, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Okay. And I'm standing right next to a red velvet jacket with gold epaulettes and lace trim on it that Augie is wearing in one of the famous pictures of Lord August and the Visions of Light that was taken in 1968.
Awesome. So, and I do have Augie. Augie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Augie, well, congratulations for, we're celebrating your contributions to rock and roll and San Antonio culture at the South Texas Popular Culture Center. Now, you are right now on your way to San Antonio. You've been out there touring, is that right?
Yeah, we played Ruidoso, New Mexico last night with T-Birds.
And how was that?
Oh, it was great. We had a big crowd, about 4,500 people, I think it was.
So, Augie, tell me about how you and Doug Somm first got together many, many years ago to create the Sir Douglas Quintet.
Well, me and Doug were friends since we were 12 years old, and his parents used to trade at my mother's grocery store, and then we got together and talked. But we didn't play until we started the quintet, which was in 64, but we remained friends.
And then y'all became a international celebrated, playing music, selling hit records. How did that happen?
We don't know. We did a song called She's About to Move, and 6 months later it was in the top 10 all over the world. So, you know, just all of a sudden, boom, we were playing a little nightclub, making $8 a night, and next thing we know, we're on the road playing for thousands of people. It was weird. It was fun.
And, Augie, I want to break in for just a moment here and talk about how important that was, the sound that came out of San Antonio at that time, because you were cross hybrid sounds at that time. You were rock and roll. You had a little bit of soul thrown in there. Certainly, you had Latino influence. Nobody realized this in 1965 when that song comes over the air, and yet it goes out all over the world. You're a hit in England, and people, in fact, think the Sir Douglas Quintet is English, don't they?
Oh, they thought we were English till we did one of the Hollabaloo or Shindig show with Trini Lopez. He said, "I can't lie on national television. I've got to say these boys are from my hometown, home state."
They did.
And you can hear the crowd kind of acting like they were stunned when they heard that. You know.
Oh yeah, man. You know, it was. You know, we had three Spanish guys in the band. I remember Huey Moe used to say, "Now, man, you guys got to speak English because they think y'all from England." I remember one of the Johnny Parrish. He's the late Johnny Parrish. He's gone now, but he kept saying, "Hey, oh man, I'm trying to talk the best English I can." You know.
So, but the album cover for y'all's debut album had in silhouette and people wearing the English. Three-corner hat or whatever you want to call it. And the name of the band, Sir Douglas Quintet, it had that that impression that maybe you were part of the British invasion, which was hot at the time.
Uh-huh. I mean, they thought we were from England all the way down until we got put on television. And Trini Lopez blew it.
And so, but you're really from South Texas. And that, so, it's, but this, you guys were not just a footnote in rock and roll history, a one-hit wonder, just continuing to innovate. And your Vox organ sound, of course, so important for the 60s. And people trying to copy you and that organ sound. Talk about that.
I remember John Lennon and George Harrison came into a show we did in England called Ready, Steady, Go. they said, we got a box organ, but we can't get the sound you get out of it. Well, they didn't have a super reverb amp. Back then, those days in England, wasn't super reverb. It was just like an Echoplex continuous tape. You know, and I remember they played my box organ with my super reverb, and they said, man, this is bloody fantastic. You know, so 2 weeks later, there's a bunch of super reverb amps all over England, and John Lennon and them bought like a dozen of them, I think, put it in the studio.
How did you come by your first Vox organ?
I saw a picture in the paper. I owned the first one in America. The only reason I bought it because the keys were different from black and white, like on a piano, you know? So it's totally different. And I remember when I bought it, I remember the guy at the music store, Mr. Chuck Wood, he's gone now. He said, Augie, I can order you one. It's going to cost $185 with freight. And after I got mine, the first one I bought, I got it in 63, and we started the quintet in late 64. But after that, the Beatles had them, the Animals had them, Dave Clark Five had them. Then they became like $2,000 to $3,000 they cost. You know, and I paid $185 for my first one.
So, Margaret, you're going to be doing an event with Augie Meyer this weekend at the South Texas Popular Culture Center. Talk about that. What's going on? What's going to happen?
Oh, I'm so excited about this. We opened up last year with an exhibit of Doug Tom, in which we kind of went through his early life through his San Antonio years. But, you know, Augie's spent all of his life here in San Antonio, so he has this fantastic panoply of music and musical styles that he represents. And I don't think that there's any sound that says more San Antonio than Augie's Vox organ coming out of Bob Dylan or Doug Somm or John Hammond or Tom Waits or any of the other numerous musicians that he's played with over the years. So we've got a wonderful collection here of photos and mementos. And as I said earlier, I was standing by one of the red velvet jackets that he wore in Lord August and the Visions of Light. So we really try to give people the full experience of what this music was like, not only through the photos, but through the actual clothing that they were wearing, too.
So the place, the South Texas Popular Culture Center, is actually a tiny little, I guess, don't be offended, a little hole in the wall.
It's a hole in the wall, yeah.
it's a nonprofit that you have. It's next to Planet K on Mulberry, across from Candy Corner from Good Time Charlie's. And so are we going to have any music? What's going to happen there this weekend? Or tomorrow?
You know, I'll tell you, the things that have been happening down here recently, we had a Chicana Soul panel here recently. The Dell Kings all got together for the first time in many years here just a couple of weekends ago. So Spot Barnett was down here visiting with us. I tell you, when something happens here at the South Texas Popular Culture Center, you never know what you're going to hear.
So the best way to keep up with you guys is on Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook is where we tend to really do the best of our stuff. We're trying to get better about the other technical stuff, but mainly we just really want to get the message out right now that the San Antonio and South Texas sound, especially during the 50s, 60s, and 70s, is so important and it's been so overlooked within all of the other documentation of the San Antonio and of the Houston and Austin scenes and stuff. But San Antonio is so crucial to the history of not just Texas rock and roll, but rock and roll in general. And Augie's a big part of it.
So will Augie be doing any performing at this event?
I don't know. We might. We're just going to play by ear. I've got a good friend of mine coming to town. We used to play together back in 58, 59. Margaret might remember him, Mr. Keith Ellison. He's playing guitar with Ringo Starr.
All right. It's kind of like exciting. We're out of time. Thank you so much, Augie Meyer, Margaret Mercer, South Texas Popular Culture Center on Mulberry and Broadway. This is The Source. We'll be right back.
You.